Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Rush Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult day for your team, a 48-6 loss at James Madison. As you've gone back and looked at that one, just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a difficult game for us. James Madison's got a tremendous football team. There's not a weakness on their team, offense, defense, special teams. They've got quality players all the way across the board, and they're playing really good football as the year winds down. So we knew it was going to be tough. You know, we had been playing pretty good for the most part, been taking care of the football. In that first half, they got out to a 10-0 lead, and we had it down there on the first drive, and we tried to reach the ball over the goal line and get it knocked out. And then they hit the big pass the next play, and then we fumbled the kick, and it's 10-0. We felt like we could still survive that, but against good teams, sometimes you don't survive it. It was 24-6 at the half, and we got the ball in the second half and started to drive it. There were a couple chances for us to get that thing to 24-13. We overthrew a wheel route that was open, for a touchdown. And, like I said, against good teams, you got to make all those plays. You got to make the plays you can make. And when you got open guys, hit them. When you're open, make the catch. Against good teams, you got to even make bigger plays. And we had another one late in the game, tight end wide open, and Joe just misses him, on a little naked play. And before you know it, when you turn it over, we're in punt formation, and our punters drops the ball and get great field position. So it just turned into a lot of things that we did to give them an opportunity to score a bunch of points on us. And again, I think James Madison had a lot to do with it. We had some to do with it, but we'll regroup and get our guys back. This was the first time we've had this since last year against Villanova, where we really, turned it over and gave teams opportunities, short fields, and we got to stay away from those things.
Yeah, how tough is it as a coaching staff? You talked about your team battling back, but to get off to the start you did with that long drive, and then to again have the fumbles and the big play as a result of that. How tough is that to overcome, especially on the road against a good team?
Well, I mean, it's tough. Every point counts. Momentum. Momentum's important in games, and if we could have got that one punched in, you never know. They're tough. I mean, they're good, but that obviously that helps. And then after a turnover, we sent our guys out there and said, watch the shot. Big play. And most people, after a turnover or something like that, take the shot. And the guy that caught the ball is a great throw, and the guy that caught the ball can fly and just outran our guy. And even with that being said, you got to have the ability to overcome those things. And when you're playing an excellent football team, they're hard to overcome.
We've got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, your question comes from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times.
Coach Huseman, you mentioned the turnovers, and really committing turnovers hasn't been the problem so much this year. It's not causing them. How do you go about increasing turnovers by your opponents? You have 9 through, 11 games here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'd love to have more turnovers, and we've dropped quite a few interceptions this year. People haven't been putting the ball. We haven't been stripping the ball like we should. But if you look back on it, we didn't play great defense against Villanova, but I'd rather play great defense and get punts and do those types of things than playing poor defense and hoping for turnovers. And we had been playing pretty good leading up to the Villanova game. You know, not getting turnovers is concerning, no question about that. And, you know, we got to, you know, obviously we could potentially have five or six more interceptions, you know, if we just pull them down. You know, and then it's not quite as bad. But you got to make those plays. But, you know, I want to, you know, I want our guys to be physical on defense. I want us to tackle well. You know, I want us to get off of blocks. I want us to control the line of scrimmage. Those are important things, you know, and then sometimes the turnovers come with that.
Hey, if I could follow up, this is part two of Rivalry Week for you guys with William and Mary. And you said last week that maybe you don't cross paths too much with Madison in terms of recruiting. Would you say the same against with William and Mary, or do you see those folks on the road a lot and go after the same kind of players?
Yeah, we run into William and Mary quite a bit, you know, because we are – You know, we're recruiting the same type of kids they're recruiting. So yes, we do. Now, I know, you know, with Coach London there now, they've made an effort to really expand their recruiting areas at William & Mary. So they're, you know, they're going after a lot of people in a lot of different areas. So maybe this year we won't cross paths as much. We're going to stay regional. We think there's enough players regionally that we can get to know and have a good feel for. I think their philosophy is they're gonna recruit nationally, and that's fine. I mean, nothing wrong with that. And so what that'll do is you know it'll probably have us recruiting against them a little less than we have in the past.
Great. Hey, Rob, I hope I can ask one more. Sorry to hog here. You got a 10-member senior class that's kind of different for Richmond, five transfers and five homegrown guys from Richmond. Could you characterize that class in some way or say a word or two about that group of 10?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have the grad school transfers, you know, and they've really been a good part, but, you know, they hadn't been invested in the program for 4 years or 5 years like the Mo Jackson, you know, Daniel Jones, Trent Williams, Gershon Majoni, Billy Coggle, you know, those guys, you know, on the defensive side are leaving us, and they've been, you know, unbelievable players, people for this program. They're going to get their degrees. You know, I thank Billy and Gershon for coming back for their fifth year. I wish Mo and Daniel and Trent had been redshirted, but that's not the case. You know, and then offensively, the only two are Keyston and Charlie and everybody else offense. And Xavier Goodall, obviously, he's not coming back, and that's a tough one to lose. But, you know, most everybody's coming back offensively. You know, there'll be other guys walking that you probably, you know, don't have the names of them because they don't play a lot. Maybe it's just special teams, those types of things. But, you know, they've all been, you know, valuable contributors to the program. And the big thing is, you know, they've done great in school, and they're going to be successful. And you know, we hate to lose anybody, but that's what college football's about. And, you know, we feel good about, you know, what those guys have done for this program. You know, especially, you know, the ones that the names that pop up all the time, just with Mo Jackson, Daniel Jones, those guys. I mean, they've been unbelievable. They've been great people for this program, and we'll miss them tremendously.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Russ, talk about the challenges that William & Mary will present for you on Saturday.
Well, first off, offensively, you know, so many formations. They do so many different things offensively. You know, they're not afraid to take chances, you know, whether it's reverses, those types of things. But I think it all revolves around their quarterback, who is a dynamic player. You know, he can beat you in a lot of ways. He looks like he's playing with a lot of confidence. Their backs are physical, strong. They break tackles. They can make you miss. They're really good up front, and you know they've got some wideouts that can beat you and get deep. But it starts with their quarterback, and the scheme of their offense is really good. I think they're doing a really nice job, you know, scheme wise. You know, trying to put people in tough situations defensively. And then defensively, you know, I think they're doing a tremendous job. They're well coached. You know, they're in the right spots. I think they've got some senior leadership on that side of the ball. They play hard. Vincent Brown's got them playing really hard. Obviously, Coach London has a defensive background. I've been very impressed, you know, with what they're doing both sides of the ball. And then, obviously, in the kicking game, they're really sound. They got a tremendous kickoff return guy, a true freshman. So, we got to play so much better this week than we did last couple weeks, you know, to have an opportunity to win this one.
All right, Russ, thanks for the time today and all season long. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Russ.
Thank you.